Blog Talk Radio.
Rebecca Simmons of New Creation Christian Ministries.
1582 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, and you're welcome to come to our services at 12:30 on each and every Sunday, and also at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you, and we magnify your name, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God, for who you are. Lord, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, I thank you for every woman, oh God, hallelujah, who is listening to this prayer right now, God. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for my sisters, oh God. Lord, I thank you, and I magnify your name on today. I give you, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise, oh God, for each and every one, Father God, of your daughters, oh God, hallelujah, who are wonderfully and fearfully made, God, beautiful in your sight, precious as jewels, oh God. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon your life. Lord, I pray for my sisters. I ask, Father God, that you would touch each and every woman, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give them peace, Father God, even in the middle, Father God, of the storm. Give that sister peace, God. Give that woman peace, oh God, hallelujah, in the middle of the storm, God. I ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will continue, Father God, to be the lifter of her head. Father God, lift up her head, Father God, hallelujah. Continue to give her joy. Continue to give her strength, oh God. Continue to give, hallelujah, each and every woman who is listening, Father God, the power to keep going, even through the obstacles, through every obstacle, through every trial, through trouble, through the naysayers, through the negativity. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, oh God. Lord, you are, hallelujah, the author and finisher of our faith, and we trust in you on today. We believe that you have the plan, the ultimate plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and the future. So I thank you for women everywhere, God. Women who are having problems, oh God, in their lives, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that you will never put any more on us than we can handle, God. Lord, you said when it got to be too much for us that you had already provided a way out. So I pray, Father God, hallelujah, for my sisters right now, God, that are feeling burdened, that are feeling heavy laden, that are feeling tired. You said, come to me, all who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for giving us rest on today, God, that we could come to you and rest in you and trust in you and believe in you, that we could put our hope in you, and we could, hallelujah, just lean on you, hallelujah, trusting in you, knowing that you're going to bring us through, that there's no storm that's too great for you, that there's no trouble that you can't handle, God. So, Lord, we thank you right now, Father God, for just being in the midst of everything that we're going through right now. Hallelujah, that you're in the midst of the troubles that we're facing, that you're Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, that you're Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, that you're Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, that you're Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. And, Lord, we wave our banner on today, and we declare and decree, oh, God, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, but we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for the power of Jesus Christ ruling and reigning in our lives. We thank you and we praise you on today and we worship you on today, God. And no matter what's going on in our lives, we declare and decree that yet will we praise you, God. Yet will we give you the glory. Yet will we give you the honor. Yet will we give you the praise, because you alone are worthy, God. Lord, there is none like you, Lord. And we lift our heels unto the hills, knowing that that's where our help comes from, that our help truly does come from you, oh God. And no matter, hallelujah, hallelujah, no matter what we have to face, God, we can face today, and we can face tomorrow, and we can face life, God, knowing that you hold our future in our hands, that you hold our destiny in your hands, that you hold our present in your hands. So, God, we are trusting and believing in you, and we just thank you, Lord. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for life more abundantly. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the breath in our bodies. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the blood flowing through our veins. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for putting our feet on solid ground. ground. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of our loved ones, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon our lives. We just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for saving our souls, God. So often we get caught up, God, in the things of this world, God, and we get so caught up in the troubles of life, God, and we get so caught up in the blessings. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you would help us to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Lord, help us to remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. God, we just thank you for dying on the cross, for sending your son, loving us so much that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, has died himself to die on the cross for our sins. God, we thank you for forgiving our sins, God, that you forgave our sins yesterday, today, and forevermore, God. And we just thank you for being a gracious God. We thank you for being an ever-loving God. We thank you for being a God who cares for us, a God who walks with us, and a God who talks with us, a God who directs our paths, because your word says that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So, Lord, we just come to you on today as your daughters, as daughters of Abraham, as daughters of the Most High God. And we say, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. You know, as women, we go through a lot, God. And, Lord, we can't even talk to people about everything that we're going through. But, God, we thank you that you are there. We thank you that you hear us when we pray. And we thank you, Lord, that you see us when we cry. And, God, we thank you, Lord, that you catch every tear, God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you're always with us. And God, you said in your word that you would never leave us or forsake us. And God, hallelujah, we just thank you for being with us and for caring for us and loving on us, God. And even as women, God, sometimes we feel like nobody understands, and we feel like sometimes, Lord, the men in our lives, oh God, are not really, Father God, understanding of us, God. But we thank you, Lord, that you are the lover of our souls and that you care for us. And even if we're single, and even if we're divorced, and even if we're widowed, and even if we're married, but no matter what our situation, God, you are the lover of our souls, and you love us with an everlasting love. And Lord, we just thank you that you love us so much and that you love us like that. We thank you, Lord. Your word says that you sing over us, God, and we just thank you, Lord, for singing over us. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us. We thank you for that we are the ruby of your eye, that we are more precious than diamonds to you, oh God, that we are the apple of your eye. We thank you, Lord, that you have us engraved on the palm of your hand. We thank you, Lord, that you care for us, even when people let us down, even when our hearts are broken, and even when, Father God, we are disappointed and discouraged, and Father God, going through so many different things in life, God, we just thank you that you care for us as your daughters, God. We thank you, Lord, that you would never leave us, that you would never forsake us. We thank you, Lord, that when other people drop the ball on us and people abandon us, God, that you are here with us and that you will never drop the ball on us and you will never leave us. But you allow us to draw closer to you, and you allow us to resist the devil. And, Lord, we resist Satan on today right now in the name of Jesus. And we draw near to you, God, and we cuddle up in your arms on today, God. And we just tell you that we love you so much, God. We just love you on today, and we thank you for loving us first, and we thank you for calling us, and we thank you for saving us, and we thank you, hallelujah, for restoring us. God, we just thank you for total restoration in our lives, God. We have made some mistakes, God, and we've done some things that we shouldn't have done, but God, we thank you for forgiveness on today, God. Hallelujah. We just ask that you would forgive us on today for all the wrongs that we've done, God. We ask, Father God, that you will just, Father God, hallelujah, continue to order our steps, show us the way to go, and show us what to do, God. We need you, Lord. We need you more than our necessary bread. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you in our lives. We need you every day, every hour, every minute, every second, God. So, Lord, I pray for all of my sisters out here, God, hallelujah, who are trying to hold it down. All of my sisters, oh God, who are going after their dreams. All of my sisters, God, who are, Father God, hallelujah, just living life by faith and taking it one day at a time. And all of my sisters, oh God, hallelujah, who are just, Father God, trying to obey your voice. I pray for every woman right now, God, and I ask that you would strengthen them, God, that you would encourage her, God, that you would, Father God, continue to, hallelujah, breathe a new life and fresh wind into her lungs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And that sister who's feeling down, I ask that you will encourage her, God. I ask that you will pick her up and Father God, that you will just empower her. And I ask that you will, Father God, fill her with more stamina and more endurance. And Father God, that you will give her the strength to keep moving forward, God. And that sister that's tired, God, I just ask that you will, Father God, just give her rest, God. Give her sweet rest in you, God. Let her rest her head on your bosom, oh God. Let her, Father God, lean into your everlasting arms. Let her rest under your shadow, the shadow of the Almighty, God. Let her crawl up into the secret place, oh God, and begin to find comfort in that place, God. I ask that you will, Father God, begin to strengthen that sister who's tired and restore that sister who's tired. And, Father God, hallelujah, and just make her lay down beside the still waters, oh God, and restore her on today, God. Restore her strength and restore, hallelujah, hallelujah, her energy level. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for that mother out there, God, who, Father God, is going through, Father God, and believing for her children, God. I ask, Father God, that you would encourage that mother, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Give her the wisdom, oh God, with which to parent her children, God, or that child, oh God. And Father God, encourage her heart, Father God, even with her seed, and let her know that her seed is blessed, oh God, and let her know that her children are going to be okay. Okay, God, even give her a sign, God, hallelujah. Father God, show her your word, and Father God, just speak to her heart, God. Let your spirit speak to that mother, God. Let your spirit speak to her and let her know that she's done well and bringing up, Father God, the child that you've given her, Father God, or the children that you've given her, God. Let her know to release the children to you, God, and Father God, that they will be secure and they will be protected and that they will be taken care of, oh God, as long as she commits them to your care, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for our children right now, God. We pray, Father God, for a hedge of protection around our children, God, that you would keep our children, our adult children, and our minor children, oh, Lord. Hallelujah, that you would protect them, that they would know you, God, that you would speak to their hearts. I pray for my own children, God, Akita and Justin and Marcus and Kayla and my grandchildren, Niella and Nairobi and Sudani and Joshua, oh, God, and that you will, Father God, strengthen my children and my grandchildren and protect them and keep them from all harm and prosper them and allow them to continue to move forward in life. I pray especially for my oldest daughter, a woman of God, a young woman of God who's finding her way, God, and by faith, God. And I ask, Father God, that you would continue to strengthen her, God, hallelujah, and keep her, Father God, even during this season in her life, God, as she becomes a woman of God. Lord, I just thank you for a hedge of protection around her and protect her mind, God, and keep her mind, God, and hallelujah, regulate her mind and give her wisdom. We know that Christ is the wisdom of God, and Lord, we thank you, Lord, that every thought is being regulated, God, and that she will be able to walk in divine discernment, oh God, hallelujah. Let her see, show her who her friends are, and show her who her friends are, and then God, strip away anything that is not of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and then protect her from the pain, oh God, even as she has to end some relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for my spiritual daughters everywhere, oh God, hallelujah, all of them, one by one and name by name, that you would keep them and strengthen them, oh God, that you would give them discernment, God, that you would grow them up spiritually, God, and that you would help them to be women of God, oh God, hallelujah, that you will, Father God, give them men, godly men in their lives, oh God, each and every one of my daughters, my spiritual daughters, my biological daughters, my biological granddaughters, oh God, that you will strengthen them and encourage them and keep them and protect them and provide for them, oh God, that you, hallelujah, would anoint them with power from on high, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you will prosper them, oh God, hallelujah, with total prosperity. Lord, I just thank you for committing these women into my lives and these young women into my life, oh God, hallelujah. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a hedge of protection around each and every one of them and for each and every one that wants to be married, God. I just thank you, Lord, for godly husbands, oh God. No fake husband, no Ishmael, but the ice Isaac blessing. And I pray that for every single woman under the sound of my voice that wants to be married, God, that you will send godly men into their lives, oh God. Not the those who are pretending, not hypocrites, but real men of God, real men who are looking towards heaven, real men who have a relationship with you through your son Jesus Christ, real men who will treat them like the queens that they are, real men. Lord, I ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, just bless them. You said, Lord, as they delight themselves in you, that you would give them the desires of their heart. So I pray, Father God, for women everywhere, single women everywhere, under the sound of my voice, that are seeking husband, that are seeking first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and Lord, that are saying, I want to be married, that are tired of being alone, that want that husband, that want that priest provider and protector. And God, I just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, because I know, Lord, that if you, your word is true, oh God, and you will not renege on your word, God. So, Lord, I just thank you, hallelujah, and I praise you, hallelujah, for answered prayer in the life of every single woman. Lord, I pray, hallelujah, for married women everywhere, God, under the sound of my voice, God, hallelujah. I ask that you will, Father God, oh God, hallelujah, strengthen their marriages, oh God, and strengthen their husbands. Husbands, oh God, and even the husband who's not walking circumspectly before you, that you will raise him up to be the man of God that you have called into the life of your daughters, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask, Father God, that you will snatch every woman that's in an abusive relationship, that you will snatch her out, God, in the name of Jesus, and every woman who has a cheating husband, Lord, I ask that you will allow that man to repent, God, and come back to his wife, and Father God, and Father God, love on her the way that you ordained for her to be loved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for husbands everywhere who are not saved, and we ask, Father God, that you would save those husbands, oh God, that you will, Father God, let them have a Damascus road experience like Saul did on the road to Damascus, and let them get saved, and let them get filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord, and allow them, Father God, to serve you, oh God, according to their will, oh God, hallelujah. Let them, Father God, surrender their will to you, God. Hallelujah. You gave us free will, God. And we're not asking you to strip away their will, but Lord, we're asking, Father God, for a supernatural intervention, oh God, in the lives of husbands who are not serving you or walking with you or not walking with you, oh God. Hallelujah. And in that wife, God, give her this ability to stand in the middle of a troubled marriage, God. We ask that you would turn every troubled marriage around. And while you're doing it, God, give that wife the ability to stand in the name of Jesus. Give her the ability to keep moving forward. Give her joy even in the midnight hour, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for women everywhere, God, that you will, Father God, let your will be done in our lives. Oh God, we are your daughters, God, the daughters of Abraham. We are your daughters, God, and we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for allowing us to be women of the kingdom, for allowing us to be kingdom women, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we love you on today, and we bless your name. We worship you on today. We magnify your name. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray. We lift, oh God, our loved ones to you on today, our sisters, and Lord, we lift up our sisters on today, and we ask, Father God, that you will, hallelujah, Lord, bring our sisters to a place of peace and bring our sisters to a place of joy, oh God, hallelujah. And if our sisters are suffering in any way, God, we ask, Father God, that you will break the yoke, Father God, off of their lives. This is a prayer for women, God, and we are praying for our sisters who don't know you, and we're praying for our sisters who have gone astray, and we're praying for our sisters who are lost right now, and we're praying for our sisters who are troubled in their minds, and we're praying for our sisters who are addicted right now. We're praying for our sisters who are experiencing instability in their lives right now, God. We're praying for our sisters who are homeless on tonight, God, on today, God. We are praying for our sisters, oh God, hallelujah, who are hopeless on today, God, and we're asking, God, hallelujah, that you will blow a fresh wind into the lives of our sisters, and that you will break every chain, that you will destroy every yoke off of the lives of our sisters, oh God. Lord, we love our sisters, and we, Father God, do not, it troubles us to see them troubled, oh God, and Lord, even give us peace in the area of our sisters, oh God, and help us, Lord, to trust in you, oh God, and help us, oh God, hallelujah, to give it over to you, God, and help us to give them over to you, God, and help us, oh God, not to grow weary in well-doing, not to grow weary in praying, oh God, hallelujah, for our sisters, and we lift up our sisters on today, and God, we just ask, Father God, that you will let your will be done in their lives, and we know that it's your will that they prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper, so Lord, we just ask that your will be done in their lives, oh God, Lord, we thank you right now for moving in the lives of our sisters and our brothers, even, oh God, and our mothers and our fathers and our sons and our daughters, oh God, hallelujah, all those that we love, oh God, all of those that we pray for, God, we lift them up to you on today right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, ha, for breakthrough in their lives, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to have your way, and let your will be done, not our will, but let your will be done in the name of Jesus. And right now, Lord, even as I begin to bring this prayer to a close, Lord, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for women everywhere, God, for their business endeavors, Father God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for their business endeavors, God, and what you're doing in the lives of women everywhere, God. Hallelujah. I thank you and I praise you and I magnify your name. You are worthy, oh God. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. There's none like you. And we give you the glory today. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to bless the work of the hands of every woman, God. Every woman, God, who has her hands to the plow. There are women, God, who are in ministry, and there are women, God, who are entrepreneurs. There are women, God, who are still yet unfolding the vision that you have given them. There are women, God, who, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, who have work, who have jobs, oh God, hallelujah. And there are women who are looking for jobs. And right now, God, I pray total prosperity over the lives of over the life of every woman. I pray total prosperity over the life of every woman. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the Midas touch. I thank you, Lord, that everything that she touches is blessed. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, that she shall prosper in that thing which you have given her to do, God. I pray for total success over her life, God, in the name of Jesus, total success over her endeavors, her business endeavors, her ministry endeavors, her entrepreneur endeavors, her endeavors on the job. Thank you for that woman who's looking for a raise and that woman that's looking for a promotion. Thank you for that woman that's looking for a job. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for that woman that's looking for clients. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for that saleswoman, oh, God, who's looking to make a sale. God, I thank you, Lord, for increase in every way, in every area of her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Even that woman who's believing to pay her bills, God, I just thank you, Lord, for paying every bill, God. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing more money into her hands, oh God, hallelujah, as she sows into your kingdom, God, that you will give seed to the sower, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and bread to the eater, which means she will never be empty, that she will never have lack in her life, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way in the lives of my sisters, oh God. Encourage them on today. Bless them on today, God. Strengthen them on today, God, hallelujah. Do a work of miracle in their life on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And at the end of the day, God, after it's all said and done, we will be ever so careful, Lord, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything that you have done in our lives. I pray for women everywhere, those who are not saved, that they will be saved, that they will know you like I know you, God, hallelujah. Let them come into a right relationship with you, God. Let them walk circumspectly before you. Let them get into your word, God. Let them study to show themselves approved, God. Let them, Father God, have that word so deep on the inside of them that nothing can shake them and nothing can move them and nothing can separate them from your love, God. And I thank you, Lord, for women everywhere, God. So, Lord, we just praise you. We magnify your name. And, Lord, we consider it done. We believe and receive that which we have prayed, you have heard, and that you will deliver, God, into the lives of your daughters. So we thank you. And we praise you In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah. To God be the glory. We worship him. We magnify your name, God. We glorify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. God is good and worthy to be praised. Continue to believe in God. Continue to trust in God. Know that God, my sister, will never leave you or forsake you. He is always with you, and God will continue to answer your prayers. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we're here praying for women for 30 minutes every single Wednesday. Just a prayer, just going out over your lives. Amen. The lines may or may not be open, but for the most part, we'll be praying over your life. Amen. For the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, we invite you to join us on Facebook, the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. I pastor New Creation Christian Ministries with my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. We're located at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Come out and join us, and we are there on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. for our Word Explosion Bible study. We're there on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. for our Restoration Bible study for addiction. We're there on every Sunday at 12:30, from 12:30 to 2:30. We're there for our services, our worship services, which are so powerful. And we invite you to come out. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Let the Lord lead you to that place of worship. Amen. And he will meet you there. Amen. So God bless you. We love you, and God loves you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to play Take Me to the King, and God bless you. Go in peace, my sister. You already have the victory, and serve the Lord. Amen.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. My heart's torn in pieces. my heart.